Podcast.
Everybody, I'm back home. I got home a couple hours ago and just finished dinner. Now I'm doing another podcast. And I thought about doing one in the car ride on the way home, but decided against it after listening to the playback of the one in the car ride on the way out of town. Just that mic is more intended for phone calls and not really intended for high-quality audio recordings. So. And, of course, there was the background noise from the road, so didn't really turn out as I would ideally hope. But it was a podcast, and I did have nice bandwidth at the hotel. Not as nice as I would like, not as fast as my home connection, which is a 4-megabyte pipe. But it was, I think it was around 100 kilobytes per second, which is not too impressive. That's ISDN, I think. So, anyway, but it was bandwidth, and I did manage to upload the podcast that I had done in the car. But I went ahead and waited until I got back home to do another one. Just didn't want to deal with setting everything up in the car again. And yeah, so anyway, I'm here now. This intro music is... I haven't really had time to get on GarageBand, find some non-RIAA music. So this is something I did on GarageBand. The Music of the World. And it is Wednesday, December 29th, 2004. I'm Alan Choice. This is the Everything Digital Podcast. And let's go ahead with your 5 5-second technology headlines. Alright, a report by Sophos indicates that 42% of the world's spam originates in the U.S. An asteroid tagged with the highest warning level ever for its danger of hitting Earth in 2029 has been declared harmless. Mozilla's Firefox has been downloaded 13 million times since November. Shipments of ATI's consumer electronics chips for handhelds, HDTVs, and set-top boxes have grown 215% in September through November. An unmanned Russian cargo ship has docked at the International Space Station with food and supplies for the two-person crew. And those are just the short headlines. There are links to the full stories in the show notes, as always, at everythingdigital.org. Alright, so I'm going to pause for a second here, and first of all, get rid of this delay that I'm having in my microphone. I heard Adam Curry talking about this delay on his podcast, and apparently there's ways in development of getting around it, so I'm just hoping those come sooner rather than later. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and set up my Jabra BT250 headset here, and I'm going to do a range test on the air and give you an idea of the mobility of this thing. So, all right, I'm going to pause it, and here we go. All right, I'm back. And the only problem with this is I can't get a sound flower bed replay through my headset. I don't think sound flower bed supports Bluetooth headsets yet. So I'm getting the audio feed in my computer, but I'm not hearing it back, so I'm not going to be able to tell if it's static or not. But right now I'm about 5 feet away from my computer and looking out the window. I'm going to go ahead and open up the window here because it is raining. Stick my head outside. Try not to get my headset wet. So yeah, it's raining on in the news. Rainfall mountain. And plenty of rain here too in San Diego. So anyway, I'm not gonna step out on the roof though. Alright. Close that up. Anyway, I'm pretty happy with it. There's probably some static on the replay there. I'll have to check later. So I'm just moving around the room here. I've tested the range, and it works to about maybe 10 feet with objects in the way and
30 feet without them, and 30 feet is the range for Bluetooth, so that makes sense. Looking at a new feature here in the studio, I'm following Don and Drew's example and creating a world domination map, although I like to call it a listener map. And it's underway. I'm not asking for user feedback. I'm just using the IP addresses to find out what countries users are in, and looks like a few listeners in United Kingdom and Amsterdam and Australia. Hello, everybody in Perth and Adelaide and Milton and Melbourne, Rotterdam, London, Manchester, Amsterdam, Almere, and a whole bunch of U.S. cities that I had trouble fitting on the map. All right, let me go ahead and switch back to my computer high-quality microphone, and I'll pause this for a second.
All right, I'm back at my computer. So, yeah, you can get an idea of the mobility of the Bluetooth headset, and of course the audio quality is not quite up to par, at least compared to the, what have I got here, it's a Andrea microphone. I actually originally used it for voice recognition software, but now I'm using it to podcast. And actually, when I set up this podcast, I already had the mic. The software I downloaded was free, all of it, and I really had no additional costs once I decided to do a podcast. So definitely, if you're thinking about it, it's not that hard to do. It's not that hard to set up. A couple free programs, SoundFlower, get an audio recording program. I stumbled across a great one today, but I use Sound Studio anyway. I forget what it's called. And I was searching actually for mini disc recorders. I'm looking for a nice mobile audio recording solution. So if you know of anything, I looked at some Sony mini disc recorders, but the good ones, the ones that record in MP3 and connect with the computer, those were out of my price range. So I think I'm going to take a trip to CompUSA and investigate it further. All right, down to news here. The Christmas light webcam that I talked about on an earlier show has been determined to be a hoax. A Wall Street Journal reporter stood in front of the camera and could not see himself when he looked at the webcam. Alec Komarnitsky, the owner of the webcam, has admitted that his webcam was nothing more than a randomly displayed collection of pictures. He took different pictures and matched them to the webcam to correspond to the time of day that it was, and I think he had 32 separate pictures that were displayed randomly, and he could also add in random passing cars, human shadows, and airplanes to make it look more realistic. He says that his hoax was not malicious, and most viewers of the webcam seem to agree. Some positive feedback for just a bit of holiday fun there. Moving on, the Santi worm that plagued PHP BB web forums now lives on. It was blocked by Google earlier, and now it lives on through Yahoo and AOL search. And so this worm, again, it defaces the PHP BB forums and replaces their code with a message, and I forget the message, but something about webworm and never ever no sanity. And so PHP BB forum owners can eliminate Sandy's risks. They don't have to worry about it as long as they update to the newest version of the PHP BB software, which includes extra security to fight the worm. All right, here's some non-RIAA music for you. This is from Adam Curry's wife. This is Patricia Pye, I believe is pronounced. And you've probably heard this somewhere, but I'm going to play it again anyway. This is Mambo Italiano from Patricia Pye on the Epic Edition Podcast.
Calabrese, do the mambo like you're crazy. Hey mambo, don't want a tarantella. Hey mambo, no more mozzarella. Hey mambo, italiano. Try an enchilada with a fish a pancalada. Hey goomba. shake it, cause I love it when you take a knee. Hey Jakku, you're gonna have to go to school. Just make a little beef lambina, it's like a beef. Get you so good looking, but you don't know what's a cooking to your head. Shake it, cause I love it when you're taking me by the pizzeria. Don't know where I'm gonna be. Don't you tell your mama, mama's gonna tell her papa. There's nothing to it, come on baby, let's do it. Hey mambo, mambo italiano. Hey mambo, mambo italiano. Bobo Joe, you mixed up the siciliano. Olio calabrese, do a mambo like a crazy.
There you go, that's Mambo Italiano from Patricia Pye. Okay, moving on, something interesting I found on the World Wide Web. Don't think anybody calls it the World Wide Web anymore. Now just the Internet, or Inkernet, as Dawn likes to call it. A tiny aircraft can refuel by digesting organic material. It's being developed by researchers at the University of Bath and the University of the West in England, and it is 15 centimeters long. It's equipped with sensors and cameras and can obtain energy from dead flies and does not need human aid to refuel. So it could be useful in both civilian life and modern warfare for reconnaissance missions and traffic monitoring, fire rescue operations. Those are some suggestions for the uses of it. But basically, I mean, this is an independent craft which can fuel itself without any aid whatsoever. So this is like the ultimate Energizer Bunny here. It just keeps going. I really hope, I mean, this is the kind of thing that kind of creeps you out a little bit, because say we do, you know, have some sort of robotic being that uses this fueling technology, and we can't stop it because it just keeps going because it can fuel itself. So something to think about. But for now, just using it simply, just in testing phases right now. But you put a gun on that thing, and that's kind of scary. All right. Now, here's some big news. Big news. Apple Computer is probably releasing a $499 computer in the sub-$500 market. There will be no monitor, which definitely cuts the cost. Even in Apple's low-end eMac models, they have a monitor built in, and that, of course, adds to the all-in-oneness of those models. But it's going to be a G4 processor at about 1.25 gigahertz, between a 40-gigabyte and 80-gigabyte hard drive, 256 megabytes of RAM, and it's housed in a very small, flat, compact enclosure similar to that of the X-Serve. So kind of a twist. You know, you can always count an Apple to add a twist. It's not just any bare-bones desktop. This is going to be an extremely thin bare-bones desktop. So if you want to conserve desk space, or if you just want a cheap computer and do not want viruses cramming your computer and disabling your computer and messing it up, then you could be in the market for this $499 Apple computer. And they hope to attract Windows users who already own iPods but think Macs are too expensive. So yet another attempt by Apple to tap that market of iPod-owning Windows users. They tried with the iMac G5, and I think it partially worked. I know several people who own Windows computers and iPods and then switched over to the iMac G5. But this could, I mean, this is great for Apple, I think. This is really going to help them get that part of the market, you know, access that part of the market that really is most of Windows' success. And so many people complain about Macs being too expensive. I had Foos 2916 on several shows ago. That was 10 or 15 shows ago, and we argued about Macs versus PCs, and one of his main arguments is they're too expensive. They're better computers, but they're more expensive because of it. Well, now it's going to be better and less expensive. So it's thought to be officially announced January 11th during Steve Jobs' keynote address at, I believe that's the Macworld 2005. So look forward to that, along with several other innovations that are supposedly going to be announced at that time. So definitely going to be watching the webcast once that comes online. All right, I think I'm going to... Oh, yeah, one more thing. I could be getting a G4 desktop pretty soon, just a freebie G4, and it's a outdated model that's otherwise just going to be thrown in the trash that I was able to secure, and just a decommissioned model. So that's going to help. I think I'll do the podcast from that, and then I won't have all the issues with slow switching between applications and streaming the music and everything all through Soundflower, and maybe I'll be able to use Soundflower 16 channel instead of Soundflower 2 channel, so that could improve the audio quality a bit. So anyway, that'll be exciting, and hopefully I'll be getting that tomorrow, so I'll be able to set it up and mess around with it a little bit. Okay, so here's some outro music. This is some music that I created with a couple of my friends, and we're just messing around in Logic and created this original composition. This is Laser the Monkey. And be sure to post those comments at everythingdigital.org, or you can call 1-484-737-0669 and leave an audio comment. And of course, that's also a fax number. I don't know what in the world you'd want to fax me besides maybe spam. But sure, fax me something. I will receive it at that number. So, other than that, I will see you on the next podcast.